It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer, offering farmers a full line of flow meters with unparalleled accuracy, quality, and durability. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Micrometer, friend of the farmer since 1955, supplies a full line of flow meters with unparalleled accuracy, quality, and durability. Why, it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen and trusted by American farmers for almost 65 years. And for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, farmers, just mention the promo code FREESHIP, and they'll send your new flow meter on the house. That's right, completely free shipping. If you have a problem, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources isn't an option. Contact Micrometer today to see how they can help deliver the accuracy and dependability you need. Learn more by visiting micrometer.com/ag. That's Micrometer, micrometer.com/ag. Micrometer flow meters, designed with irrigating farmers in mind, giving you the read you need. Micrometer.com/ag. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he will step forward to block the president's national emergency declaration for our southern border. Speaking in Bowling Green over the weekend, the Republican senator said if we take away the checks and balances of our Constitution, it's a dangerous thing. It isn't just that this cold winter started early, it's continuing longer. By the first week of March in Indianapolis, for example, the average temperature over the past 30 years or so has been almost 40 degrees, with a high of 47. Today, though, it'll be 27 degrees colder at its warmest reading and 23 degrees colder than usual at its coldest temp reading in Indy. And then there's the spring flooding. While the tragic tornadoes over the weekend were way south, the floods of February will be followed by a soggy March for some folks. For example, in Tennessee, homes have been inundated and roads have been washed out. At Powell, Tennessee, half of the roadway is missing, taken out by a sinkhole 20 feet deep and at least that wide. Oh, and by the end of the week, that rite of spring of changing our clocks will be upon us again. From This Week in Agribusiness, government economists have lowered their estimates for milk production for this year as the dairy herd is getting smaller. Producers badly battered by the low milk prices have been whittling down the size of the dairy herd. At the end of December, the size of the herd was 49,000 milk cows smaller than at the end of 2017. And while the milk production per cow is still climbing, the rate of increase has slowed. The harsh winter weather in the Midwest and the heavy rains in California may be further slowing production increases. USDA is projecting for all of this year the producer milk price could average as high as $17.60 a hundredweight. That would be an improvement from average of $16.20 for last year. In Iowa, where legislators have been debating fireworks, the taxpayers are saying move on. A Des Moines Register poll says those lawmakers ought to be devoting attention to taxes, guns, the death penalty, and abortion before they worry about firecrackers. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Micrometer, friend of the farmer since 1955. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.